everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Live cattle futures are down 20 to 65 cents in the front months here today. Feeder cattle futures 27.5 to 40 cents higher in nearby contracts with back months lower. Wholesale box beef prices, meanwhile, were mixed today, with the choice select spread tightening to $24.58. Choice boxes were down 90 cents at $217.27. Select boxes 53 cents higher at $192.69. Meanwhile, cash trade was mostly $101 in the south on Thursday, with a few bids at $102 in the north appearing at midday. NAS releasing the monthly cattle on feed report this afternoon, with September 1 on feed numbers seen at just over 11 million head, down 0.7% from last year. Corn futures, meanwhile, are fractionally lower today in most nearby contracts. Total corn export commitments at just 17% of the USDA projection versus the normal 27% pace for this time of year. A trade delegation from Taiwan, meanwhile, signing a memorandum of understanding with purchase commitments of 5 million metric tons of corn and 500,000 metric tons of dried distiller grains over the next 2 years. That's on the high side of their historical annual range of purchases from the U.S. In soybeans, futures are down 8 to 9 cents today in front months. Soybean meal down 70 cents a ton, with oil 46 points lower. Chinese negotiators in D.C. this week to lay groundwork for the higher-level talks in October. On Friday, though, President Trump indicating that the Chinese purchases of U.S. ag goods alone would not be enough in order to get a deal done. And finally, today in wheat, futures were steady to 3 cents lower in the winter wheat contracts, with Minneapolis 5 to 8 cents higher. Russia's ICAR left their 2019 wheat production estimate at 75 million metric tons, which compares to the USDA at 72.5 million metric tons. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.